Boy, when I read again from St. Paul's letter to the Colossians, it's another powerful moment just to soak in many of his words and his phrases. And at first, when we listen to a lot of St. Paul's writings, when we hear them in the liturgy, it's almost 100% we'll hear a letter from St. Paul, brothers and sisters, and then it continues in the meat of his letter. So again, brothers and sisters, it starts just you probably remind that and know that. But then let's just walk through a few of these words again, a couple more verses this morning. As we receive Christ Jesus the Lord, walk in Him. Create a reminder that sometimes we think it can be boring, but that's Christian right there. That's the middle of who we are. As you receive Christ Jesus the Lord, walk in Him. Walk in Him. And rooted in Him and built upon Him and established in the faith as you were taught. Rooted in Him and built upon Him. Like I mentioned very quickly last weekend for the homily. The gravity of our lives must be founded on Jesus Christ. If anything else, against it's our job, our passions, our even human support, our family, our kids, our spouses, if God is not the gravity of your orbit, then things are going to crash. You just see it in our society. Rooted in Him and built upon Him and established in the faith as you were taught. And again, faith, our belief in Him. And sadly, many of our generations have lost that. And that's our job again to encourage and invite people and to go to the public world. To talk about the teaching of the faith of Jesus Christ. Abounding in thanksgiving, which is another great phrase to keep in our back pocket, to being thanksgiving for God, no matter where we are in our lives. Then I love this, which is so excited and so truthful in our society today, in a world with relativism and nihilism and just individualism. See to it that no one captivates you with an empty, seductive philosophy according to the tradition of men. That's why we follow Jesus. That's why our gratitude and the gravitation of Jesus must be the middle. Anything else replaces that. And humans can't do it. That's the failing of over and over and over of every empire, every country, every war. I mean, it's just if God's not in the middle, something else will be, and it's not even going to be close to God and His love and compassion. According to the elemental powers of the world, which again, we're looking at God who created the world, but is also beyond the world, and not according to Christ. There's a few thoughts this morning. To walk in Jesus, to be rooted in Him and built upon Him, like that gravity, faith that we are taught, abounding with thanksgiving. To don't follow the empty, seductive philosophy of the world today from men or the elements of the world, the powers of the world, but according to Christ.